I have, for all my years, been lucky enough to get good advice from people who have been through the whole record industry, blah, blah, blah. So I knew from early on that never sign away anything, because it will be a problem in a few years. And you see every artist have this problem about rights of the first records and the master tapes. So I own every master tape, every track, every second of sound is mine. Which is the one side. The other side at the same time is that I put a lot of stuff up on the internet. I allow everybody who wants to sample my work or put it out on compilation, especially without paying royalties, because I know these small labels and I've run a few of them myself, so I know it's not possible to do this, and the music is the most important. So in one way I'm really militant that I should own everything, and at the same time I also allow whoever wants to use my work for their own artistic work to do that, or for their own listening pleasure, like downloading MP3s from the internet. But this, I know this is on a bit difficult level, because if by chance an established label should want to release a CD with my product, they will see there's no copyright on the CDs. So actually, Sony Music is allowed to release my CDs, but that will eventually not happen, maybe. But still, that will be a kind of paradox when that time comes. But I still own every master tape, and I only license them out. So I say, oh, you want to release my record? Then I want 10% of the printed records. That's my deal now. And it's a very usual deal in all part of the business. So I don't get any royalties. I don't get any money from sales, because my records go in like 500 copies, 1,000 copies. There's no profit to be made. So the deal is I get 10% of the CDs that I can sell on the concerts. And that's a very usual deal. And it's a good one, too.
Yeah. Which you haven't done tonight.
No, because I'm not able to sell anything, so I use these as free gifts, because it's gifts to me, I feel. And but sometimes, I mean, I can take, let's say that a CD is printed in 1,000 copies, that means that I get 100 copies. And maybe I know a small-scale distributor in Slovenia, for that matter, that will take those 50 copies, and then, of course, the money will go directly to me. And then all the money will go directly to me, which actually is more money from 50 CDs than it would be in royalties for 1,000 CDs. And that's a fact.